First, a little bit of a biography of Shahid. Was born in 1946 in the tribal areas of Pakistan, in northern Pakistan. Was martyred on August 5, 1988. So today marks the 25th anniversary of his martyrdom. Just 2 days prior to his martyrdom, he visited Karachi. And I was one of the thousands, but I should say tens of thousands of the students who went to receive him at the airport. It was one of the greatest receptions that any religious or political leader had received in the city of Karachi up until that time. Very motivational, highly motivated person, and he knew how to motivate the youth. The people around him were all relatively young. As I mentioned, he was born in 1946, so at the time of his martyrdom, he was only 42 years of age, and he had changed the face and the outlook of the Shia community of Pakistan at such a young age. He took over the leadership of the Shia of Pakistan at the young age of 37 years. And he was chosen, handpicked by Imam Khomeini to lead the nation. And he had to, obviously, because of his young age and because of his immense charisma, those who were controlling mihrab and minbar in Pakistan within the Shia community did not want him to be the leader, could not take it that he was the leader. And therefore, there was a lot of resistance, a lot of rumors being spread against him. You know, one of the very common ones was that he's not even a Shia, that he's a munkir of Wilayat Amir al-Mu'mineen, that he's munkir of saying Ya Ali Madad. And he says, and he used to say this in his speeches towards the end of his life, that for 2.5 years after I took over the leadership of the community, I could not do anything except defend my own faith. And he would cry when he said that I was being attacked from all corners, I was being asked to prove that I'm Shia. You will see that many of his earlier speeches of his leadership are focused on those topics, and you're like, what is he trying to do here? And if you didn't know the background of why he was saying what he was saying, you'd be confused that he's talking about such basic things in large crowds of people and so on. And the reason was this, that he was under attack constantly. But alhamdulillah, he overcame his enemies within our community, and was widely recognized as the sole leader of the Shia community, even by the tyrant of the time and most likely planner and of the events that led to his shahadat, Ziaul Haq. He gave a 10-minute speech on his martyrdom, and even though it was, you know, tears of you know, just to show people and to try to stop the tide of the emotions that was running really high at the time, he gave a 10-minute speech, and he gave all kind of accolades to the personality of Shahid Qaid Arif Hussain Hussain. Ziaul Haq himself could not stay back, and just, you know, he's a guy, he just murdered the, you know, popularly elected Prime Minister of Pakistan, Zulfiqar Ali Bhutto, very charismatic person himself, huge following, never mentioned a single word. Actually, he said, you know, he got what he deserved after he was hung. But when it came to Shahid Arif Hussain Hussaini, his personality was such, he was such, so widely respected, not just among the Shias, but within the short span of 4 years, he had built so many bridges with the other communities, communities of other faith, that they too condemned his murder. Shahid Arif Hussain Hussaini, when he was martyred, Imam Khomeini was still alive, as you all know. Imam Khomeini passed away about 10 months after Shahid Arif Hussain Hussaini was martyred. And Imam Khomeini said on his martyrdom that I have lost a beloved and great son of mine. That was the level and respect of Shahid Arif Hussain Husseini in the eyes of Imam Khomeini. Imam Khomeini sent a special delegation from Iran to lead and attend the funeral of Shahid Arif Hussain Husseini in Pakistan. Ayatollah Jannati is a very high official in the Iranian government, still very highly respected, came especially to lead the prayers for Shahid Arif Hussain Husseini. Say a loud salawat for the elevation of his soul. It was the time of Fajr, right after Fajr on August 5th is when Shahid was murdered. He was returning after completing the Fajr prayers, back going back to his hujra, his room, which was nearby. And that's where he was shot and passed away on the spot. He left several sons and the entire nation of Shia sorrowful upon his departure. But he almost predicted his martyrdom. He said, and I'm going to quote here, and that's why I brought my notes, because I don't want to misquote him. Upon his before his martyrdom, a few days before his martyrdom, he had said that He said that we are the standard bearers of the message of Ahlul Bayt. And he said that if the shedding of my blood is what will keep this nation alive, then I am willing to shed my own blood for this nation. But if they expect me to move one iota, unke alfaz ye the ki ek inch bhi agar koi mujhse kahe ki main apni position se hat jaun, one iota, then I will not budge from my position. He was so firm in his belief that he was on the right path that he declared that there will be no negotiations with the zalim. He never sat down despite many invitations by the tyrant Ziaul Haq Lanatullah Alayh to come and sit and negotiate with him, but he refused to ever sit down and talk to him. He said, you are a tyrant, you are a usurper, there is no negotiation with you, you have to go. All of the other different religious parties would go and sit with Ziaul Haq because he was looking for any partners, anybody who can help him extend his rule. But Shahid Arif Hussain Husseini refused. And he paid the dearest price for it. He gave up his life because of it. Because he was so afraid that he has started this revolution within the country that is going to overthrow him. And the reason he was so afraid of that is because one of the most important messages that Shahid gave to us was the message of unity. He talked about the unity of Muslims in every speech that he gave, and the unity among the Mu'mineen also. He said that I get lazzat, I get taste, and the greatest satisfaction from those majalis, and not majalis as in the kind of majlis we're going to have now, those gatherings in which Muslim intellectuals and thinkers sit and discuss the issues of Muslims and come up with solutions for those problems. And this kind of messaging is what attracted even Ahl-Sunnah toward him. Even the leaders of other parties, the leaders of other faiths, even Wahhabis and Sunnis were coming close to him because of this messaging. He reached out to them. He said, look, and I quote, he said, we have too many similarities. We believe in Tawheed. We believe in Nubuwwat. We believe in Ma'ad. We believe in Quran. Our Kaaba is the same. Our Prophet is the same. There are just too many similarities amongst us to not be united. And he used to quote Imam Khomeini very often, where Imam said that those who cause discord among Muslims are neither Shia nor Sunni. Yet they are the enemies of Islam. These messages were not ringing hollow because he put his money where his mouth was. He reached out to the other communities, even sometimes at the expense of upsetting some within the Shia community, who at that time did not realize what grave mistake they were making by attacking the sanctities of the other religions, other faiths, sacred personalities. But Shaheed Arif Hussain Husseini, even at that time when Shias were very powerful, so much so that they could shut down the federal government at their, you know, with their protest, he realized that this is not going to be the path that would lead to success for this community. And he discouraged that. And because of that, people started blaming him that he is not Shia, that he is trying to turn us into Wahhabis. Say salawat on Muhammad. He used to say that if the Muslims of the world unite, they can throw out the superpowers from their lands. He used to say that people who firmly believe that there is only one superpower, and that is Allah, those people can make Islam dominant in the world again. He also used to say that if you want to make Islam dominant in the world again, and I quote, the closest translation I could come up with, who have truly allowed Quran to soften their hearts can change the world. His focus always was on tazkiyah nafs. And when he talked about tazkiyah nafs, he talked his pointing towards ulama and towards the nation in general. He would say that you must give up the love of yourself and the love of this dunya before you can be successful. I mean, these were the messages that were unheard of at that time. I remember in my childhood, you could not talk about this stuff from a member. I mean, people would go to sleep. People were there to listen to Fazail Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, Masaib Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. They had no appetite whatsoever to discuss the issues of the Muslims, the issues of the community, the issues about how to improve our own selves, how to improve our community, how to raise our status in the world. No. Shaheed Arif Hussain Husseini's biggest achievement was that he put these thoughts into the minds of the youth of that time that is bearing fruit today. It is said that if a drop of water falls on dry land in the middle of a desert on a hot summer day, it vanquishes, it vanishes, there is no trace of it left. But if you want to make that drop of water eternal, drop it in the ocean and it becomes part of the ocean and becomes eternal. So his focus was to make the nation eternal, and he did that by including his blood into the blood that has gone on to save the entire ummah. Became a shaheed and gave his blood, and because of that, the nation in Pakistan is alive today. In 25 years, there is a huge change in the Pakistani nation. And because of his sacrifice, enemies were so afraid that they started plotting against the Shia of Pakistan. To this day, that plotting goes on. But with every martyrdom since his Shahada, the community becomes stronger and stronger and becomes even more steadfast in their support for the message of Al-Bayt and become more steadfast in their support for the oppressed around the world. I was talking to my brother the other day, and he mentioned to me that Al-Quds rallies, when I was in Pakistan up until 1992, were maybe attended by 500 to 1,000 people in Karachi, in a city that now has about 20 million people. At that time, it was close to 12 million people. Had 1,000 people gather. If you by very conservative estimates, the population of Shia in that 12 million people is at least 15%, if you go very, very conservative. So out of all the Shias that were there, 1,000 may show up, and you would see that there would be no possibility of seeing a woman there or a child there or an elderly person there. It was primarily the workers of Imamiyah Students Organization or their elders, IO. Nobody else would show up. The protest that happened on Friday, this last Yom al-Quds, was enormous. I don't know how to estimate crowds, but it was huge. And by everybody's account, every year the crowd becomes bigger and bigger and bigger, even though there is all kinds of threats against those protests. Protest in Quetta in 2009 was attacked with a suicide bomb. 50 plus people were martyred there. Despite all that, despite the fact that a bus carrying, taking a smaller rally towards the main rally was attacked, people flocked to Al-Quds Day protest in large numbers. And the funny thing is, I saw the coverage of it and I was trying to see, well, every picture I see is women. The whole crowd was full of women. And you know, when women come out, they're not coming out by themselves, not in that country. They're coming out with their family members. It was amazing sight. It was a delightful sight to see that many women come out for Al-Quds Day rally in Karachi, Pakistan, and throughout the country. And this is because of the seed that Shahid Arif Hussain Husseini sowed. You see, death is painful. It's painful because we are being separated from a loved one, because we are being separated from what we love in this world. Right? We love our status, we love our family, we love our children, we love our wealth, our properties. And when you're being separated, it is painful. That's why it is extremely painful for people who are attached to this world to leave this world. Shahid Arif Hussain Husseini was not attached to this world. He used to say that if he was addressing a gathering, and he said, if I see all of you gathered here, you all are raising slogans, you all are calling me Qaid, you all are pledging your allegiance to me, essentially. This was right after a wakalatnama for him came from Imam Khomeini, when everybody was saying, well, he's not the leader, he's not the true Qaid, and so on and so forth. Imam Khomeini actually sent a wakalatnama with his signature in it, came out, and people were there to basically pledge allegiance. He said, look, if all of your gathering here, your slogans, your allegiances, gives me even the slightest pleasure, then may Allah's lanat be on me. This is the level of that man. He said it in public. He said, any of that, if it gives me even a little bit of pleasure, you know, any human being, you know, you say Subhanallah and I'm happy that you're saying Subhanallah. Here's a whole nation is standing there, millions of people pledging allegiance, and the man is saying, it does not give me pleasure to be your leader. He used to say, don't call me your leader. I'm here to serve. And if my blood is going to be shed in support of the followers of Ahlul Bayt, then that would be my biggest achievement. The man was ready to give it up. It is an example of the highest level of shaheed. The shuhada have different level also, just like you have different level of mu'mineen. The shuhada also, there are different level of shuhada. There's, you know, man mata ala hubbi ala Muhammadin mata shahida. But this shaheed who stood for something, he spoke out about it, and he gave his message, and then he intentionally embraced martyrdom because of that message, that's what it's all about. That's the highest level of shaheed. And when that level of a shaheed leaves this world, he leaves a great impression and a lasting impression on the community. That impression is still felt after 25 years of his martyrdom. I don't know how many thousands of people have been martyred across the world. But there's only few who stood out, right? You know about Shaheed Imad Mughniya. You know about Shaheed Baqir al-Sadr. You know about Shaheed Mutari. So his name is in the list of, if you want to name top four or five shuhada, he will be, if not at the top of the list, very close to the top of that list, in this century at least. So the level of his personality is not just about talk, it is about tangible results that we see on the ground that lead us to believe that his status was the highest. Say salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Say another loud salawat. I have some quotes from him. He said, I'm ready to give the last drop of my blood, but I will not stray from the path of Imam, Khat Imam, by one iota, by one inch. And when he said path of Imam, he was referring to Imam Khomeini, Rahmatullah. Because he was told that, look, this crazy man, this crazy old man has been fighting a war that is a losing battle against the entire world. The West is against him, the East is against him, the Russians are against him, the Americans are against him. And he's attaching us to Imam Khomeini. He's going to get this whole community massacred in this country. Look at the government, look at this. And they had a whole lot of excuses like people, you know, cowards always have. The so-called people who are the leaders of the community say, this is not politically prudent to support the revolution at this time, to support Imam Khomeini at this time, to say his name from the pulpit at this time. He said, I will not move one iota. If you want to take my blood, take my blood. At that time, I remember, in Shia community, you would be hard-pressed to find, Habiba is here, he'll tell you, you'll be hard-pressed to find in 1984, 85, 86, people who would have a kind word to say about Imam Khomeini. And today everyone says it, even those who don't believe in Wilayat-e-Faqih, even those who have no respect for revolution, even those who would not be willing to give anything for even Marja'iyat, would say that Imam Khomeini was a great alim. He's no longer here. It's easy to praise a dead person, right? Because he's not going to ask anything of you. But at that time, when things were really tough, when mentioning his name was really hard, he did it. He mentioned Vilayat from the member. He mentioned Vilayat from the dais. He mentioned Vilayat from the podium in front of the whole community and introduced Imam Khomeini's personality to Pakistani Shias. In the presence of not one of the most oppressive governments, but the most oppressive governments that Pakistan has ever seen, of Ziaulhaq, Lanatullah Alayh. In front of him, Sayyid stood up, supported revolution, pledged allegiance to Imam Khomeini, introduced Imam Khomeini to the Pakistani Shias, spread his message, and motivated the community and told them why it is so important to support this revolution. Easier said than done. You see, when you're in front of a tyrant, when you're in front of an oppressive government, and you speak truth, that's the very high level of Iman, because you pay dearly for that. And Shaheed was willing to pay dearly for it. He was willing to embrace martyrdom. He was happy to give his life to get this message across. And he succeeded. Shaheed Mutahhari said in one of his books that a shaheed is like a shama, is a candle. As a candle vanquishes, burns down, disappears from our eyes, it lights the world. That's exactly what Shaheed Arif Hussain Husseini did. He lit the whole world to a point, especially in Pakistan, that it is still alive. These are the kind of shuhada for which Allah says in Quran, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَاؤُنَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. You see, we are looking for food when we hear about yurzaqun. Every one of you here knows what this ayah means. Don't even consider those who have been martyred in the way of Allah as dead. They're alive and they get sustenance from their Creator. And when we think about sustenance, we're thinking bread and butter, right? The kind of sustenance that Shaheed, a true Shaheed, would seek would be way beyond bread and butter. Is this fruit, this crop that is not ready for Imam-e-Zamana to come and sow, inshallah. This is the risk that he was asking for. You see, when all these dua in Ramadan, Allahumma arzuqni imanan sadiqa wa lisanan zakira, there's no mention of sustenance here. It's all about spirituality, it's all about elevation of soul, it's all about betterment of the community, it's all about support for the Imam of our time. So this is the message that Shaheed Arif Hussain Husseini was sent here to deliver. Why else would Imam Khomeini send him back at the tender age of 38, 37 to go lead the nation of Shias in Pakistan? Doesn't make sense. I mean, did Imam Khomeini not know that these people are never going to accept a 37-year-old as their leader? I mean, it's a very patriarchal society. It's all about how old you are before you can get to lead any tribe, any community there. Look at the parliament, how many young ones you see in there. But Imam chose him because he saw this jawhar in him. He saw this ability in him, uncanny ability to, and charisma in his personality that could move an entire community. He handpicked him, sent him to do a job, and he did a job to its perfection. Other than unity among Muslims, which was his primary message, if we were to take one thing from this gathering today, it is unity. It's the message of unity that Shaheed gave. Constantly, almost every speech that you will hear him, not just mention unity, but actually expound upon it for quite a long part of his quite a big part of his speech would be about unity. But he said something else, which we fail to recognize even today. He said the unity among Muslims is of utmost importance. But the unity among mu'mineen is even more important, many more times important than that. So I mean, we need to think and determine what the Shaheed is trying to say here. What can we do to achieve unity among mu'mineen? And how did he go about achieving that unity? And this is something that we must think about and take with us. Another important message that Shaheed had at that time, in the 1980s, Pakistan was burning due to the fire of nationalism and ethnic disturbances across the country, especially in the city of Karachi. There was a lot of fighting between the people who migrated from India to Pakistan and the originals of Sindh province. There was fighting between different people who moved in from other parts, especially from Punjab and Sarhad in the Karachi area, to a point that a Shia from Urdu-speaking community would not dare go into Imam Bargah of Punjabi-speaking community because of the hatred was so high. The fighting was so great that there was no way that you could set foot in those areas. You'd get shot, killed. At that time, Shaheed Arif Hussain spoke out against nationalism, spoke out against dividing the community on the lines of language and ethnicity, and gave the message that we are one. As Shia, we are one. No matter what language we speak, what part of the world we live in, what nationality we have, what ethnic background we have, we are one. And his message was strong. And his message was delivered with utmost sincerity. He had a very, very heavy Pashto accent when he spoke. But the people of Karachi loved him in that time when ethnic tensions were running the highest against the Pakhtuns in Karachi. I remember that, those days. Dozens of people would be killed in one day just because they were of a given ethnicity. Pakhtun, fruit vendors were burned alive in parts of Karachi. At that time, he came to the heart of where the Urdu-speaking population of Karachi lived and was embraced with open hearts. Why? Because of the message, because of what he was saying and what message he was delivering. And that, to this day, you can see the effects of it. There are ethnic tensions around Pakistan, but at least, alhamdulillah, we can proudly say that within the Shia community, it really doesn't matter what ethnicity you are today, even in Pakistan. You can go to Peshawar and you could be a Urdu-speaking person, and you'd be embraced. Urdu-speaking ulama go to Punjab and deliver speeches. Raja Nasir, who's of Punjabi origin, would come to Karachi and he'd be embraced with open hearts. Why? Because of the messaging that Shaheed Arif Hussain Husseini gave. So if you try in the path of Allah, Allah will help you. But you have to try. He did, and he was rewarded for his efforts. Not right away, but we see the effects of it today. Not only that, he declared his message of unity, he declared his message of faith and discipline within the community, and he declared his message and gave his message for unity within the Shia community. He also said that if we are deceived by socialism or capitalism, then we would be the most wretched, miserable, and awful and contemptible people on the face of earth. That message was hard to deliver at that time. Right? Russia was on the roll. They were massacring people in Afghanistan. America was a strong power. And he's talking against socialism and capitalism. La Sharqiya, wala Gharbiya. It's an easier message to deliver now. Russia has been destroyed, America has been weakened. Right? But at that time he delivered that message. And it was embraced by the community of Shias in Pakistan. And yes, because of that is why we are attacked constantly there today. Yes, we are murdered. Yes, we are massacred. Bomb blasts occur in our processions, in our majalis, in our masajid. But the message stays. They cannot take the message away. See, the I'm of kufr think that by murdering the Shias, they can suppress the message of Ahlul Bayt, the message of Haqq. Not going to happen. Every martyrdom makes the community even more motivated to tread the path of Imam alayhi salam. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. I believe this is enough. I had a lot more. I'm not going to get into that. It's just time is running out. We have to do namaz also. But I think it is important for us to remember the messages that Shahid Arif Hussain Husseini gave, the message of unity within Mu'mineen, with the Muslims, to keep ourselves from taking any actions that would offend the sensibilities of other Mu'mineen or other Muslimin, because it is now it is very clearly prohibited by ulama. We need to be aware of the message against the capitalism and socialism, that these are weak systems, these are the houses of Ankabut, they will fall, and that the message of Ahlul Bayt will remain alive. If we stay firm, if we stay on the true path, Allah's help will come to us and He will raise the status of our nation across the world, inshallah. Sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.